Girati.
Yeah, yo, walk and live, touch and you've got to go. Babylophobia sweet like mango. But you know the story, girl, come on. A hoe is a hoe. And I have the jars on, all your skin dry, so.
This message is intended for all Quebecers. We must take extreme measures to curb the pandemic. Only essential services remain open. Gatherings are prohibited. It's forbidden to leave your home between 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. These efforts aim to protect our healthcare workers, seniors, and loved ones. Let's comply with the lockdown and curfew to lower the risk of contracting COVID-19, because our health is important. For more information, visit quebec.ca/confinement. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Wake up, everybody, no more sleeping in bed. No more backwards thinking, time for thinking ahead. The world has changed so very much from what it used to be. There is so much hatred, war and poverty. Wake up all the teachers, time to teach a new way.
Teach a new way.
Maybe then they'll listen to what you have to say.
What you have to say.
Cause they're the ones who's coming up and the world is in their hands. So when you teach the children, teach them the very best you can. Doctors make the old people well. They're the ones who suffer and catch all the hell. But they don't have so very long before the judgment day. So won't you make them happy before they pass away? Wake up, all you builders, time to build a new land.
Though I am not fixated on riches, please don't get it twisted. I could get vicious about the paper. Take even a tidbit or niblet out of my skillet, and I'll provide you a ticket to visit your creator. My little mini-me's can't eat a flavor. My sweat and toil ain't for the love of labor. I live by the principle, love your neighbor, but I keep some lead to draw that put cylinder holes and tapers. Oh, I pray that evil don't rise against me. I pray you demons don't try to tempt me. It ain't no comparing them. Every bar I spit pure as the seraphim, screaming holy to represent me. Oh, this ain't for the coochie poppers or booty droppers who make they bum bum drum like unruly choppers. Tis for the mademoiselles with the heater full of shells that'll let them hoes prevail and raise hell to bring heaven on earth. Some blessings are cursed. With haters, I had Le'Veon's burst while running through holes. My Jada had to break my will to change a young heathen's trajectory. What's left of me is pistols and principles both protecting me. Secondly, my girl light but pray heavily. Knocked her up on a cruise, word to Penelope. Three females at my crib carried my legacy, so it's 3Ks on my compound like white supremacy. Ooh, yeah, that's high key a word. If your skin tone is black, then you high key deserve compensation. Yeah, widely dispersed across your turf onto every seed you birth. If you concur, then say ooh, yeah, that's high key a word. Since my skin tone is black, then I high key deserve compensation. Yeah, widely dispersed across my turf onto every seed I birth. Ooh, ooh.
This young nail on the beats in the bars, though. Cleanest bar so black as charcoal, tar roads and cigar smoke with every bar spoke from my lips. Hope your eyelids allow your iris to see the flow is one with Isaac, Jacob, and Abraham, daddy. Come get your cake up, but don't take up all the space in the valley. You get for mountaintops as well. It's countless attacks from hell on those mounted on the back of the counselor who counted heads on your... High fade, low fade, no fade, box braids, crochets, can't really think of more ways to reassure you. They'll abhor you in public, but secretly adore you. Cause your aura couture, no matter who ignore you or who pay attention, listen, you can bet your pension you was born to glisten till the day you lay in stiff and pine. I know all skin folk ain't my kinfolk, but the ones who are and ain't got no heart, wish I could dig inside and give you mine. Cause it's hard as hell for those out here that's melanated. That's why my brother clapped for me like I just graduated. Do your research, don't just get your baby vaccinated. These demons want you acclimated and evacuated, ooh. But if you understand, you shouldn't do no stressing. I believe in God, my squad, and my Smith & Wesson. If you try to touch my husband's son or my brethren, you'll have an arm over your head like you just asked a question.
Ooh, yeah, that's high-key a word. If your skin tone is black, then you high-key deserve compensation. Yeah, widely dispersed across your turf onto every seed you birth. If you concur, then say ooh, yeah. That's high key a word. Since my skin tone is black, then I high key deserve compensation. Yeah, widely dispersed across my turf onto every seed I birth.
Morning sunshine, welcome to reality. I tried to wake you, but you were sleeping so peacefully in your fallacy. Quite casually, I got 7 uncolonized names to explain my gallantry. I'm a galaxy, but for sure, you can call me your majesty. Some of y'all new blacks act so surprised. The 2020 took all them cataracts off your eyes. Now you got perfect vision, see clearly through the disguise. No need for pantomimes or alibis. The revolution is televised. This the year of discernment. Popping off, we burn it. You gon' pay everything you owe. The little Riley said, cause I earned it. Perm tips with the new growth. Breaking out of that loose hole with the truth glow. Shining like new money, I got the juice, ho, so. You gon' have to pick sides or divide up into tribes. Not by skin, but by your mind. Is you Satan or divine? What's your ideology? Either change your behavior or save your apology. I spit it like I got to get it, I'm gone. I rip it like Rami right off of the bone. Pull up on your mama and grandma alone. Let you know what type of F that I'm on. I ain't blown, 5 in the moon. Lost in a rabbit hole, can't come home. Found out that everything you was ever taught, everything you thought real was wrong.
Found out that everything you was ever taught, everything you thought real was wrong. Found out that everything you was ever taught, everything you thought real was wrong, yeah.
Ooh, yeah, that's high key a word. If your skin tone is black, then you high key deserve compensation, yeah. Widely dispersed across your turf onto every seed you birth. If you concur, then say ooh, yeah. That's high key a word. Since my skin tone is black, then I high key deserve compensation, yeah. Widely dispersed across my turf onto every seed I birth. Ooh.
Hey, hey, hey. Blessings, beautiful people. Welcome to the Empower Hour on CKUT 90.3 FM every Thursday from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Available on Facebook, Empower Hour. For the next 2 hours, the squad's going to entertain, enlighten, and empower y'all. My name is Miss Trish, and this morning, as always, I'm joined by my partners in light, Gina the Great and Pharaoh. Now, before we do anything else, like every other show, I'm going to pass the mic to our CEO in order to bless this show and our kings and queens listening. Pharaoh, the floor is yours.
Grand rising, everybody. Wishing you guys an amazing, blessed, melanated rising. Oh, I'm so grateful. I'm grateful to life. I'm grateful to God, our creator. I'm grateful to the ancestors for making it possible for us to be able to be here this morning. And I ask that this morning show, let it be very educational. Let it be very uplifting. Most importantly, let it be empowering for all the listeners. Keep everybody in great spirits today. Keep everybody safe today. Keep everybody feeling that spirit and that energy of love, light, and just guidance. Hotep, amen. Ashe.
Ashe. Ashe. Thursday, March 4th, you guys. What's going on? How y'all feeling?
Feliz Jueves.
You're feeling what?
What, man, Gina?
Happy Thursday in Spanish.
Okay, because I'm like, Phyllis, who's Phyllis?
That's what I said.
Phyllis walked in the room? Who's Phyllis?
You know, there are some Afro Latinas out there. Okay?
There's nothing wrong with Afro Latinas. Love y'all, whatever. But who's Phyllis?
And she did say she did say out there, right? Not in here.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah.
Well, technically.
All right. I guess we're doing it for them, not for us.
Exactly.
All right.
So
is this show not for the people?
No, you're right. You're right. So Las Cuevas.
Well, Las Cuevas. Las Cuevas. I need some siesta. See,
that's why they can't give you no money.
So, Gina, it's March 4th. Feliz Tuazawazes. I don't know what you said.
Oh my God.
How was your?
You know, I was gonna start off this morning saying, you know, I have some good people in my corner. That's how I was gonna start off my morning.
But listen, we're family.
I'm
this is what we do. It's tough love. No. This is exactly what
right
we
now,
do.
Okay? I'm going under evaluation of my circle.
All right. So Phyllis walked in the room. How you doing?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm doing good. I don't know how Phyllis is.
Okay.
But I'm doing blessed, super blessed.
Good.
I'm getting better sleep. So I told you guys how I'm off the sugar for 40 days.
Okay. Yeah, it's true.
And I've really noticed that I'm getting way better sleep. Because, you know, I had insomnia.
Mm-hmm.
I
was okay.
A little bit of insomnia.
Okay. Got you.
Back,
right.
Not no more.
Okay, that's
not
good.
No more.
It's
no,
very good.
The sleep is good.
But how do you tell the difference between like insomnia and you're just up? Like you're just.
Well, for me, I just called it insomnia because I was literally I am tired.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in my bed and my eyes are open like it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah, I'm just like this, and I'm having conversations with myself like, "Are you serious right now?
Right? Mm-hmm.
Like, go to sleep. You are tired. Yes, I am.
Okay."
And you, I literally had conversations with myself, and she's like, "Okay, so it's 2 a.m. though, not p.m. and we're still up."
Okay,
I dig.
Got you.
So that's what I mean, it's not like chronic insomnia, like people who really go through it. I just feel like I had
that's what you had. Okay,
moments. Yeah.
Show. All right.
And my age started showing this weekend. Me and my best friend, we're doing some content. She's a makeup artist, and we were trying to create a reel on Instagram.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. That's the way to do it.
Yeah.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, I had to FaceTime my younger sister.
So how do you put a reel up? Is
literally,
that what you had to do?
Oh, literally, we're just man. Like, we're trying to do it. It says it's saved. But, like, how do you post
it? Yeah, reels are a little bit more complicated, though. That's not an age thing. I just find personally it's just complicated.
Okay.
It's complicated.
She laughed at us a little
bit,
Jay,
so,
I find the whole Instagram complicated, but I'm wild old. Like, I'm about to delete my Instagram. That's just to tell you how
old
I'm just like. I'm
you guys,
like,
old is a state of mind, you know. It's as old. You're as old as you feel.
Yeah, okay.
I don't feel old. I'm years I'll, young. Don't
I'll
don't
feel
even worry
old
about
either.
It.
Shoot.
I'm 36 years young.
Okay,
but,
thank you, baby.
But in that moment, and when she started laughing, I was just like, this is one of those videos that you capture when you like your grandparents trying to how do you do the FaceTime?
Yeah. The FaceTimey thing.
It's literally like, how do you post the reels?
Take the phone from your face first, Dad, so you can see me.
Yeah, okay. that was me. Remember?
But we did that, though. Mm-hmm. I was in the phone. Like, I'm like, can you see it? And she was moving, and she was just looking at me, laughing. And I was just like, all right, we'll talk about this never.
Was that Nara?
We'll talk about this never.
Big shout out to Nara. Everybody follow her on Instagram.
She's hey, go Nara.
N-A-A-R-A-H.
You're right.
Nice.
Cool.
So that was my week.
Okay, well, mine was kind of eventful. So I went on a like a tangent on my Facebook a little bit.
Okay.
Just blasting all kind of questions. I'm a big question asker, right? So I needed clarity on a bunch of things. But at the core, and I'll spare you guys all the shenanigans I went through on my Facebook, but it was my concern, and it's a growing concern, is this new division, because we divide on anything we can. We separate on politics, we start to hate each other on that. We separate on religion, we start to fight each other on that. Sports, you name it, whatever. We're just finding reasons. So now, and we've heard it before, but now it's getting really intense with the vax and non-vaxxers.
Okay.
And I'm concerned because I'm like, really, to what point are we going to like hate each other over this? Or like what's next now? Like, cause is this going to be the new thing? Like, is this what we're going to be separating on? Is this what we're going to be fighting on?
Okay.
You're vaccinated. I'm not vaccinated. I hate you. I want to fight you now because you're non-vaccinated. And I'm just like, is that what I just wanted to know. I asked these questions on my Facebook.
Mm. You know, what's crazy is that just the other day I was thinking about the power of agreeing to disagree and how we don't utilize that.
Yeah.
At all. And like, and literally when I have conversations, sometimes when you've given all your points and someone else gave all their points and you guys don't agree, you can be like, you know what?
Right.
I respect your opinion.
Thank you.
But I respect mine. Let's agree to disagree.
It's very simple.
Yep.
And people make it so difficult, much more difficult than it needs to be. And it's very simple to say, you know what? You think the sky's blue. You think the sky's pink. I know it's blue, but I'm just going to let you be. You know what I'm saying? There's no reason to fight.
No, but you see, even what you just said there, though, I know it's blue. Again, and the best image, and I wish I could show you guys, but I've seen this image where it's about perspective,
right.
They show a picture of a cylinder in a shadow.
Okay.
So when a person, depending on how you're looking at it, the shadow is either going to show you a circle or it's going to show you a square.
Right. Okay.
So and they could fight to the death over that.
Absolutely.
Like, no, nah, it's a square. It's a circle.
Uh-huh.
Right. So it's always perception, right? Mm-hmm. And that's why it is just best to say, you know what? Okay, you see it different than I do. All right,
cool.
We can agree to
disagree. All right, let's go get a drink.
Live and let live.
Yes.
Right?
And the thing is, because a lot of things sometimes have truth to it. And like there's truth on a lot of different aspects.
Mm-hmm.
And so that you want to hold on to that and not look at any negative part of your opinion.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why you feel like you should push your opinion on other people. But live and let live, people. And just
seriously, that's the easiest thing. Live and let live, man.
If you want to get vaccinated, get vaccinated. Mm-hmm.
If you don't.
Don't try to convince anybody
otherwise. Exactly. It's just the way it is. Everybody's different. If everyone was the same, life would be so boring.
It's
right?
Not
if you really
exactly.
don't.
We shouldn't
be drones.
And that's it. But I'm telling you, it's a growing concern of mine. Because you guys know I'm all about kumbaya. We should all live and, you know, just push, promote that love and just be love, right?
Right.
So it's like when I'm seeing this and I'm seeing the, like how aggressive people get and it's just like,
yes.
And they get insulted. And I'm just like, really? I find that it's just like we're going next level. And this might be an ignorant question. And I plan on asking this question on my Facebook as well.
Mm.
But is for those who aren't comfortable being vaccinated or those who might even, you know, like they can't get vaccinated for whatever reason. Like, I don't know. They can't take needles. They're allergic to this, that, and a third.
Yeah.
Are there any, is the government doing anything for those people?
That I don't
know. Then my next question, then does that mean the government is also fostering separation and division?
It could be.
Well, I mean, it is to be seen because, like, I mean, as I said, like, to me, the coronavirus, it's a strong virus,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Like a flu.
Right.
Yes.
But they don't force everyone to go take a flu shot every year.
Correct. Right.
You have the option to.
Correct.
They're not going to rally you up and throw you in jail if you don't take a flu shot every year.
Right.
Yes.
So it's to be seen. Like, we haven't heard it being mandatory as of yet.
No, not yet. But you see, and that's the thing. And this is like another concern of mine because they don't have to make it mandatory if they limit your access to things because you don't have it.
Exactly.
But they haven't done that either. Like, I mean, we're putting the cart above.
Yes or no?
We're putting the cart before the horse. And to have to say that they're trying to do the separatist thing on this subject right now, I think it's a little early.
I don't, because right, you can't travel without getting a test, right?
Right.
You can't, so it's
them.
And you can't go into certain locations obviously without wearing a mask. So now what, like, why not just like slightly turn up the notch and be like, okay, cool. Well, now that the mass population, because it's all, if you look at the process, right? So they're going into they're hitting people at work, and they're like, okay, well, you're a frontline worker, so you guys should. And again, they're not saying you have to, but they're saying you should. And then you start feeling weird if your coworkers get it, you don't get it. So now you're feeling socially obliged to do this. So now they're waving that out, and then they're telling people who own businesses, you know, like, you're gonna want to be vaccinated to make sure that you can open your business. Right. And they're trying to survive, so they're doing what they have to do. So then it's going to get to a point where it's now it is going to create like an us against them, because it's going to be like, I guess the majority, I don't know, but let's say there's a lot of people, a critical mass, that say, okay, we've all been vaccinated now. So then that's going to create a separation between those who haven't been. So now then it's easier to say, okay, well, you know what, those who aren't vaccinated, you don't have to get it, but you'll need to show some kind of proof of vaccination to get into this grocery store.
I really believe that's where we're heading.
I shared a picture, and it was a weird vibe. I went through the grocery store the other day, walked through those bars that they put up years ago, right? Those bars that just say, like, bonjour, you know?
Right in the front, yeah.
And I'm like, I turned back and I looked at those bars, and I'm like, wait a second. First of all, like, why are those bars even there, right? Like, because they put them in subtly. They didn't tell us why, like, all of a sudden we're walking through these bars to go into the grocery store.
Okay.
But now, how much easier is it now to just not allow those bars to just open automatically, because they open automatically, and where now it's a manual open, and there's a guard of security there to make sure you have your ID before you walk through the door. How easy is that? It's a subtle transition. But anyways, I'm just sharing my thoughts and things that I've been pondering.
I don't think you're too far off, though. You know, like, to be honest,
that's what I'm saying. And I'm big on prevention, again, because I'm so much on the live and let live. If this is how it is, this is another reason why I find it a value for us to invest in our own things. Like, if we're not happy with the way the system is structuring things, then I don't think we have a choice but to start creating our own. So that's my week.
That's your week. Okay. Well, it's my week. And guys, it's my last week of being 35.
Okay.
Okay. My birthday's on Monday.
on Monday?
Yeah, my birthday's on Monday. Birthday's on Monday, on International Women's Day.
Woohoo!
So,
I love women.
Hey! Sorry. So, wow. Anyway, I didn't mean it like that, I swear. Anyways, so that's that. And you know when people are turning like another age, they're like, man, I'm not where I want to be. I actually don't feel like that. I'm just like, you know what? I'm good. Like, I'll be 36 on Monday, and I'm like, yeah, I haven't done everything that I wanted to do, but I'm not like, oh, I should be somewhere else type of thing. I don't feel like that at all. So that's one thing. This weekend, you know, I always watch movies and things like that. And this weekend, I was very upset. I watched a movie called Unhinged. Did you guys ever see that movie?
No.
It's a waste of your time.
Really?
Yeah. Okay. It's a waste.
Thank you.
Let me say it in a capital letters, waste of time. Okay. Everybody's watching on my live too. Don't watch Unhinged. You're going to cuss. You're going to want to take your flat screen and throw it on the floor. Okay. You're going to want to cuss the woman. I cussed through that.
That is an exceptional anti-advertising. That was good. Like, that was probably like, if
do
like,
not watch that stinking movie. That was my goodness.
So what was it about?
Well, you know what? I'm spilling the beans, okay? Because I don't want nobody and go and waste their time.
Good.
Okay.
Thank you.
This woman, she cuts off this guy in traffic.
Okay.
And then after he pulls up next to her and he says, "You need to say sorry." And she's like, "Well, I'm not saying sorry," and stuff like that, because she did give him a bad drive still. She cut him off real bad. Okay. But the thing is, like, I guess she felt entitled to do so.
Okay.
Karen. She felt entitled to do so. So she did it. So anyways, he's like, "Okay, you're not going to say sorry? Cool. No problem." He tortured the woman. He killed her brother. He killed her regent.
Off of a road rage?
Trust me.
See what I mean?
This is definitely not a melanated movie.
Okay, all she needed to say was, "Yo, my bad." And the movie would have been done. It was Gerard Butler acting like some kind of Jason from Saw. I don't know, whatever movie it is. I said, "Yo, this is so..." What? I was so mad. Plus, her child was involved as well. And, you know, he involved a lawyer, all kinds of choppiness.
Right.
Everybody listening, don't go and click on play on Unhinged, please, okay?
All right.
And the next thing is, I started my March mentions for International Women's Day March, all that stuff. And it's going pretty well. I also put out a call. If anybody wants to be on it, for sure, you can do it. But other than that, it's going really well.
Anybody want to shout out right now that you already
today
mentioned?
Today I have LaToya Belfon. I have her up there. She's an author from Montreal, so she's up there. Yesterday I had Aaliyah Thomas. She's also a poet in Montreal, living in Toronto. Yes, I had Cynthia Wade.
date the day before. Ooh. She rents the Barbados house.
Yes.
And the first day I had Sarah Bradshaw, and she is a cook chef and an excellent mother. She does a womanpreneur thing. I also have your wife coming up at some point. And a few West Can ladies and some other, you know, prominent queens in the community. We need to do that, you know, because I feel like sometimes we see the same faces all the time. And there's nothing wrong with the same faces, but there's a lot of others. Gina, I'm doing you too. There's a lot. Yeah. Yeah, because you're on the radio.
Mm,
yeah, of course. Your show, definitely. I think that we see the same faces all the time, and it's cool, but, you know, we got to highlight and give flowers where the flowers are due while we're all here.
Yo,
so,
man, j'aime ça, G. J'aime ça, yo.
So that's what's up.
And that's on your page, so people could check it out.
That's
on
my
page.
Personal Facebook page. I'm going to start putting it on my Miss Trish page because I need to. You know what I'm saying?
And share it on the Empower Hour.
On the Empower Hour. I did, I think I did Sarah on the Empower Hour, but I have to do everybody else, so I'm going to do that too. So you guys look out for that and let me know if I can add anybody because I'm always welcome to adding. In April, I'm doing the men. Pharaoh, you're a part of that too, but it's going to be different because I'm actually going to interview the men instead of just poster pictures and things like that.
Cool.
So any men that want to be on that, be highlighted, holla at me. And the Empower Hour, of course. All right, so headlines?
So actually, so before that, let's do a little musical break. And this is more of a public service announcement, but it's kind of like a musical break.
Gonna be able to log in, scroll up, and cop out. You ain't gonna be able to pop a Zanny or down a brew during commercials because the revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be on social media. The revolution will not be brought to you by Fashion Nova worn by your favorite luscious looking IG model. The revolution will not show you images of self-proclaimed patriots scaling Capitol walls like Miles Morales amidst newly discovered spider powers. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be brought to you by the Recording Academy, the Oscars, or the Emmys. And it won't be hosted by Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, or anything as white as the bread used in Jimmy John's. The revolution will not give you full lips like melanated queens. The revolution won't be dipped in hot water to provide you a flat tummy. The revolution won't train your waist to be thinner because the revolution will not be televised, my G. There will be no images of the culture ransacking high-end fashion house storefronts with claims that it's time for them to get back to the hood. CNN won't be able to predict the swing from red to blue deep down south round about them sweet Georgia peaches. The revolution will not be televised. There will be no images of unarmed black fathers being gunned down by poorly trained coward badge wearers. There will be no images of unarmed black fathers being gunned down by poorly trained cowards wearing a badge. There will be no supernatural twerkers to distract you from the workers of iniquity. There will be no clubs open solely promoting everything you need to feed your insecurities. Thirsty Thursdays, Freaky Fridays, and Live on Sundays will no longer be the epicenter for hype beasts from all walks of life. And people will not care if Kanye and Kim's relationship survives on the next season of Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Why? Because black people will be in the streets not looking for, but creating a brighter day. The revolution will not be on social media. There will be no dance routines on TikTok and no visuals with smooth transitions or voiceovers to help you kiki the day away. The theme song for the revolution won't be written by Francis Scott Keyes. The revolution won't be directed by Steven Spielberg, nor sung by Taylor Swift, Ed Sheeran, or Billie Eilish. The revolution will not be televised. The revolution will not be right back after a message about a white tornado, a white savior, or white people. You won't have to worry about your package from Amazon arriving safely to reveal the unnecessary items you purchased. You won't have to worry about if your new iPhone will have the same capabilities as your previous one because the revolution will not be on social media. The revolution won't be seen on a mantle like Louis XIII. The revolution ain't gonna be where the money resides, but the revolution will put you in the driver's seat. The revolution will not be on social media. The revolution will not be televised. Will not be televised. Will not be televised. The revolution will not be a rerun, my G. The revolution will be live.
So, Farrah, who you been playing all morning?
Yo, Toby Nwembwe of course.
Oh, you did it to yourself.
Yeah.
Finally. Oh, sorry.
See, I'm not mad though. You see, that's what I mean.
We're just happy. Nobody said we were mad. We're just happy that happened. That's all.
But no, I gotta give a huge shout out, Toby Nemwembwe. I'm gonna share that last video because that was the video I was just playing on our Empower Hour page. While I'm listening to Toby, like, he and his whole team deserve the recognition that they're getting. All the accolades.
They totally do.
Like, the lyrics that they're hitting us with, the visuals and everything. I am a huge fan.
Me too.
I think, like, basically, after MCD Solo and Jay-Z, Toby Nemwembwe is right there for me. Right up there.
They come on a different level.
Oh, maybe we should play Try Jesus.
I will.
We need to play Try Jesus.
Say less. I will. On our next break, I definitely will.
Absolutely. So, folks, coming to America.
Today, Coming to America 2 is streaming.
It's out today.
It's tomorrow, love.
I thought it was tomorrow.
March 5th.
Son, sorry, guys.
I was like, wait.
I got too excited.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, it's tomorrow. But it's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's okay.
It's March 5th somewhere.
Yeah. No. Thanks.
I've been waiting for Friday since Monday. I'm just saying. I've been waiting for Friday all week. But it is coming out tomorrow on Friday.
It is going to be lit. Now, the question is, so who's going to the theater and who's just going to watch it at the
theater? Theater with no food?
What theater?
Well, I don't know.
Are theaters even open?
Yeah,
yes,
I heard people are going
open
to the movies. That's what I'm asking.
Who went to the movies?
The theaters were gross beforehand. I don't even know.
You know what I'm saying? But now, no, I'm not going to no theater. I don't think I'll be seeing the inside of a theater unless it's my own movie for very long.
I didn't really go to the theater before, unless it was black movies. I'll be honest.
Facts.
I'll be honest. Nah.
Home, yeah.
Prime
I know.
Things,
it's like, yeah, I got a pretty big TV surround
sound.
Me too. Sound.
All the food and the drinks that you want in the world.
Facts,
yeah, thank you.
Yeah. No, okay. All right. So this is what's happening, I guess. Yeah. Sorry, theaters. You're finished, Russ.
Exactly.
Didn't mean to cancel you, but I guess that's what happened.
But that's what happened, yeah.
Blame the government, not us. Okay.
Right. Next.
Next up. I just caught this on the timeline. I think it was yesterday.
Yes.
So J. Anthony Duggan is going to Top Chef
that's
Canada.
That's what's up,
babe. Listen, that's big we.
Yeah,
that's good, man.
So people out there, you should know J. Anthony from Seasoned Dreams.
Mm-hmm.
He started out of his father's garage, right, and built that up. So he sold that in 2019, so just recently, and he moved to Ottawa. To start off Ghost Kitchen, Chef J. Anthony's pop up.
Nice. Mm-hmm.
And actually, I think it was last year, if I'm not mistaken, he went to New York at the James Beard House. So if you're a Top Chef fan like me, mm-hmm. you know that James Beard is a big thing. Like that's the awards that chefs look out for.
Okay, that's good.
So he was invited to go and cook there, and just really. Like, shout out to Jan.
Yeah, big time.
No, and doesn't he have a new... I think he's opening... They just opened a new restaurant. I'm trying to see. I remember seeing it on the Facebook, and I feel like actually I shared it. If I check my own page, because I... it was like... I think it's called, like, Tropical or something like that. So
I saw that.
In Montreal?
In Montreal.
Yeah, something else is going down.
Yo, Jay.
Good for those guys,
non-stop,
man.
Non-stop
progression.
Just
that's what's up.
Shout out to him.
Keep doing
that.
The damn thing, yo. Big shout out to Jay.
Big shout outs.
So, in other news, Evanston, Illinois, a city in North Chicago, is the first U.S. city paying reparations for black residents.
Okay.
Damn. I wish I had my hand clapped ready for that. Shit. First of all, where is that? I'm moving there. Second, that's the
city. Are you going to move to the States?
Okay, sorry.
Okay.
Yeah.
Erase that.
Take back.
Delete.
Okay.
I didn't say that.
So up to $25,000 per eligible resident for housing will be distributed this year.
So eligibility, you're black?
I mean, you know what?
Well,
though, if I'm being entirely honest, I'd have to think that you have to be black rooted within the diaspora in North America.
Okay.
Right? So, like, let's say if you came from Britain and, like, relocated there, and it's kind of like, well, you got to talk to the British.
That may not be for you.
Exactly.
Okay. That may not be for
that's
you.
Fair.
You
know what I mean? That's
like,
fair.
If you were part of the ancestors that we enslaved,
right? Yeah.
Right.
We owe you money.
Right.
If you not, like, if you. From the Caribbean,
and you relocated
Canada,
here, okay,
yeah, like that. You got to talk to other governments,
okay.
Well, I guess if anybody's listening from the States, I guess my only suggestion is just pretend you have no papers. Your family came as slaves, so you have nothing to show that you aren't from there, huh?
I don't know. I'm not part of the LGBT
Barrow
community.
Barrow is trying to find a workaround.
I'm just helping the people out who might be like, oh, man, but hey, I don't know. You're black. Just be like, yo, I have no papers. Duh. We were slaves. Sorry, I don't mean to lie. I'm just saying. No,
I mean, it depends. Because if you come in with that heavy Caribbean accent, you better
hope you really Americanize that one, man. Like, honestly. Like,
you're going to have to leave that Trini accent at home.
Facts.
And you know Trini's come out when we get vexed. So make sure they don't make you mad. Because it's going to really come out at that point.
And then again, they're going to be like, go talk to the British because they was the ones. And the Spaniards.
You ain't lying.
And the Spaniards. All right. So,
go ahead.
Next one is Andra Day. She wins the Golden Globe for her Billie Holiday movie that was actually shot here in Montreal.
So that's dope.
I'm happy to see that. And also to Regina King surprised her as she was doing some kind of some speech and stuff like that. And it was so cool because they were like hugging and stuff. And it was showed like an awesome like picture and imagery of sisterhood.
You know what I'm saying?
It was so beautiful. And I was just like, wow, we need more of that. And I guess that's why, you know, I do what I do. She does what she does. Like, we empower each other. And it was a great, great moment. And we need more. We just need more of that.
I love that. Can I shout out those who don't usually get shout outs, like all the extras from Montreal who are in the background?
Hey, all the extras from Montreal.
Big shout out to you guys. Yay, for being in the background of that movie.
That's what's up.
Big up yourselves. Just because you're in the background, don't feel no way.
No. Shout out to you guys for that. So that's good. Next is Dr. Seuss books no longer published due to racist imagery. Like we were saying a little bit earlier, we kind of had a chance to talk about this. Like, did you guys really feel that it was racist imagery in this whole idea?
I don't know. No. I'm a little confused, to be honest.
Well, it says these books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Dr. Seuss Enterprises says 6 Dr. Seuss books, including And to Think, And to Think I Saw It on Mulberry Street and If I Ran to the Zoo will stop being published because of racist and insensitive imagery. The business that preserves and protects the author's legacy said Tuesday. These books portray people in ways that are hurtful and wrong. Ceasing sales of the books is only part of our commitment and our broader plan to ensure Dr. Seuss Enterprises catalog represents and supports all communities and families. But you see, the thing is with that, it doesn't say what's so bad about it, really. And again, who it's coming from, it's just like, sure. Are you sure about this?
Can I put a little excerpt? I'm going to...
Absolutely.
Let me see what we have here. Am I playing it?
Not in my ears.
It's playing, but I'm not certain.
Like this one of a Chinese man in the catchy rhymes and whimsical drawing.
Do you like green eggs and ham? I do not like them, Sam, I am.
Between those catchy rhymes and whimsical drawings on the pages of some Dr. Seuss books are hurtful racial stereotypes, like this one of a Chinese man in the book And to Think That I Saw It on Mulberry Street, one of 6 by the late author that will no longer be published.
I think there are going to be those in the United States who cry cancel culture. I would think of it more in terms of a product recall, you know? We have realized that there are things in these books which are damaging to the consumer.
When the Starbelly Sneetches had Frankfurter roast.
Seuss's legacy on race is complex. His books like the Sneetches are seen as parables of equality.
And look, I can hop up and down on the...
But blackface and minstrel imagery is even thought to have affected one of his most famous creations, The Cat in the Hat. And that's enough for the founder of this children's library that celebrates diversity and inclusion to leave all his books out.
Dr. Seuss's political background and also his cultural identity is something that we feel doesn't need to be centered in books that are offered to children to create a more equitable and diverse world.
I don't want to let go.
This children's author agrees with the 6 books no longer being published, but hopes we can continue to have a conversation about them.
Whether it be at a faculty of education or in like a children's literature program, they should be available for us to study because we pull these things and we also have to avoid like the possibility of sweeping it under the rug like they didn't exist.
The news comes on what's known as Read Across America Day, also Seuss's birthday, often celebrated by U.S. presidents quoting Dr. Seuss rhymes. But in Joe Biden's presidential proclamation about the day, no mention of the author. Deanna Sumanak-Johnson, CBC News, Toronto.
Well, I'm glad I played that. I don't know how I feel about that,
yeah,
actually.
Yeah, I don't know either. I think I'd have to dive more into these stories.
Like, because
I'm missing something.
Like,
I'm almost
stuttering because, like, I feel that we're really going to spend that much time in the Dr. Seuss, and there's so much BS in our school books, like some
blatant
racist, like,
this is arguable.
What?
Absolutely.
Right? So these are arguable.
I'm just like,
look, I'd have to go watch back all six of these books.
I totally would too. That's what I'm saying. I'm like, I have to dive into this more because
I'm not
really understanding this.
I'm going
to
give an opinion based on what I saw in the video,
right?
The clip. And like, all I saw was diversity in a book personally.
Yep.
You know, it identified Asian, Middle Eastern, Black, African, all these different things. So that felt like inclusion to me. So I'm going to have to go look at that.
I'm going to have to go look myself.
The man who found it and who was mentioning it, like, he's a self-proclaimed Seussologist.
Facts.
Yeah, you're right. Okay.
I'm like, but you're not a POC.
Yeah, this is just dumb, guys. This is dumb. I can't even, like, there's no cool way to say it. It's just
trying to be political.
Like,
today.
Nah.
He said, this is just dumb.
Yeah, like, it's really.
We ain't
like,
doing this.
No, because honestly, like, there's so much blatant, disrespectful, and no one's saying nothing about it.
And no one's saying
anything
about
Christopher Columbus.
Thank you. I was just about
and
to say
we're pulling Dr. Seuss books.
Exactly.
Pull all the history books.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Like, anyways, I'm going to share this clip so you guys can see it. I would love you guys' feedback. But, like, that thing with the chops, like, yes, is a Chinese person using chopsticks. That's what they.
But that's what they do.
I don't.
Anyway, let's not.
And blackface. They said blackface. And
I was waiting.
Cat
I was
in the hat.
Cat.
Do
I was looking.
Any blackface in Cat in the Hat?
Maybe
my memory's failing.
Yeah,
mine too. Like, I'm just like,
but,
what?
Hey, you know what? Going back to what we said at the beginning of the show. If that's how the man feels, okay.
Okay, exactly.
Hey.
Live and let live.
I don't have to accept it. I don't have to agree with it, right?
Right.
I don't even have to like it. But I'm allow it. Just, hey, that's how you feel.
So there was one black author who said she agreed.
Okay.
So maybe from her eyes, I'd love to hear her perspective.
Right.
I might call her after the show.
Because
don't be surprised. I have a crazy reach. I might actually call her and be like, hi, yeah, you don't know me, but...
But you said.
Show me what page. I have the Dr. Seuss here. Let me see what you're talking about.
All right. Next, we're going to move on to a positive story because I find that, you know, we are the Empower Hour. We can, you know, empower. So there's a principal that cuts embarrassed student's hair instead of letting him be in trouble for wearing a hat. So this is a story that stems from the United States. And basically, the little boy was wearing a hat. And, you know, in school, you can't wear a hat and stuff like that. So Mr. Principal, he took him into his office and he actually gave him a nice little fade. He actually gave him a fade, and it is the cutest thing ever. I was like, aw,
yeah.
clap, is awesome.
Clap.
You know what I mean?
That's the type of principles we need.
And yeah, he hooked him up, and you know, and I think it stems deeper than that. You know, kids are getting bullied, and now he actually stopped it. Like, he put a stop to that because it has so many effects on their mental to be bullied all the time. And for the principal to step in a different way instead of an authority manner to actually cut his hair, that's dope. Like, that is it. We need more of those. I mean, but if you know how to cut a child's hair, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly, yeah.
If you know how to cut a child's hair. But to make a difference like that, I think that's cool. We need to see more principals. And he's a melanated principal, I must say, as we know.
Mm-hmm.
And the child is melanated as well, and it's good to see these boys have these positive figures as well.
And yeah,
you know?
But was there any background, like, why, like, the boy's parents weren't making sure his
you know
hair
what
cut,
I'm
or?
Not 100% sure.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what their background is in terms of that.
Okay.
But
all
we
good.
Know the little boy is no longer bullied in school because of his principal. I'm happy to hear that too. And all of Quebec now back to the downstairs.
Sorry, just to mention too, like, haircuts aren't free if the parents don't know how to cut hair, and you know,
yeah,
like,
haircuts
this
aren't
is
free
still a pandemic, and
facts.
You know, you never know what the current situations are. Yeah,
money's tight,
right? Money is tight, and we don't know what's going on. We're going to move on to local news where I didn't have my coffee this morning, but all of Quebec in the orange zone except Montreal and Laval.
Disrespect.
So,
why the disrespect?
So the orange zone, so Montreal and Laval were still closed. We're still considered a red zone, curfew, all that good old stuff.
But isn't it Greater Montreal? Because isn't the South Shore part of that too? Isn't it just Greater Montreal?
I'm not certain whether it's Greater Montreal or...
Yeah.
But I just know, except... Well, we can say Greater Montreal and Laval. We are still in the red zone. Everybody else is in the orange zone. And their curfews have been extended to, I believe it is, 9:30. And I just want to ask you guys, are you guys surprised? because I'm not. Wow, yesterday, when they're like, oh, Frost on the Go is going to give us an update. And then after the news, it's like, yeah, an explosive update just came at 5 o'clock. And I'm like, where's the explosion?
Where's the news?
Where is the news?
Guys, I'm...
Oh, my God. What? No? We're still in the red zone?
We're still in the red zone.
I never thought that was going to happen.
Yeah.
Ever.
What?
A lot of us speak English here, I guess that's why. Yeah, I think he's mad because, like, when it was time to vote him in, we didn't vote him in. And he's like, Montreal.
He's like, yeah, payback is a wee.
Yeah, that's, I feel...
More than likely.
Anyways, I'm just basically speaking off of my own, just speculation. Yeah. Absolutely no facts to what I'm saying right now, just so you guys don't get misconstrued. But I definitely feel there's a little, you know, a little subtle... There you guys go.
It's like a dig.
Exactly. You don't want to vote for me? All right, there you go. There you go.
Right, well, lunch in the Laurentians, folks.
Yes, exactly. Yo, that's what we're doing.
Lunch in the Laurentians. He also said that we will find out after spring break how the cases are. He predicts that Montreal will have more cases. And I'm in the comments yesterday watching this, and I said, how does he already know that the cases will rise in Montreal?
He's a messiah.
Somebody said, it's just trends. I said, woman, let me not start with you.
No,
it was this Karen just going at everybody. No. Everybody in the comments. And when it came to me, she said, it's trends.
No, he's a
I
doctor.
Said, what trends? And she could not answer me after that. Because I wanted to go back and forth. I had time yesterday. I had no voiceovers to do. I had time yesterday. But she didn't answer me.
No, he's a doctor. He's a messiah.
Oh, yeah, right. He's a doctor.
He knows all these things. How do you know that?
Like, really?
The Minister of Health has been... contradicting what he's been doing this whole time. He's just like, actually, we should be... Oh, no? No, Lego? Okay, we shouldn't be good.
You and I realize with this whole thing, nobody knows what they're doing. nobody knows what they're doing.
It's like that chaos. Create chaos.
Exactly.
Create all kinds of different things.
Nobody knows.
Meanwhile, they're fully just moving forward with a particular agenda. But I'll tell you.
Yeah,
But I like Gina's concept there. I think he is like a part messiah. Either that or he's working with Miss Cleo. You know, remember Miss Cleo?
Yeah, call me now.
Yeah.
Yes, from the grave?
Basically.
Yeah.
Well, channeling her.
He's channeling her.
To know what is happening and
is
where we're going.
So you're saying Lego's a medium.
Yes, thank you.
He's a medium low.
Well, if you guys think about it, in 2020, when... like basically what I think they had lifted all kind of restrictions like for the summertime, but then like from what we think from like September-ish, October-ish, it's going to be back. And
oh yeah,
remember, like sort of like, yeah, so you guys have your summer, but then we're pretty sure in the fall it's gonna come back.
It's kind of pretty sure, and they all, you know,
yeah, you know,
we can't get too deep into that because we can talk about that all day because a lot of us have the same concept, but you know, live and let live, I guess, right?
Amen. That's what we're about.
All right, next. Oh Lord.
So
you see this too?
Yes. Yeah.
I saw
first,
this last
first
night.
And first and foremost, shout out to Daniel Kaluuya,
hey,
who also won at the Golden Globes for his portrayal of Fred Hampton.
They muted him, though.
They did mute him. They brought him back, but late. But anyway, that's not what we're doing here.
Pay attention.
That's not what we're
doing.
They need to pay attention.
Yeah, because you guys need to fill me in here. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay,
right,
sorry,
now.
Gina. So, I will.
Daniel Kaluuya. Yes. He won a Golden Globe for his portrayal of Fred Hampton in Judas and the Black Messiah. Daniel Kaluuya, you'll know him from Get Out. You'll know him from everything.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes. He's huge. And do you guys know Dr. Umar Johnson?
Of course.
Yeah, like...
So here's the thing about Dr. Umar Johnson.
Yeah, yeah.
In the same sitting, I will start listening to him like, yes.
Right?
Right.
Right.
Preach. No.
No. Exactly.
Stop.
Sir?
Yeah.
You've gone too far,
he
man.
He is the biggest roller coaster speaker ever. He'll make you feel mad, and you start agreeing, and you're like, oh, okay. He's leveled, and then he goes down again, and it's like, no!
Like, I can't see eye to eye. Like, he's definitely one to agree to disagree with.
Oh, yeah.
But I completely disagreed with him yesterday.
Okay.
In a post that he did, where he went off to say, if you're going to be a British actor portraying Pan-African or American history, Black American history,
right,
you got to make sure you can't come with that British accent. And You're not really
ridiculous.
You're not really from that. You don't really understand that strive unless you really Pan-African. Da, da, da. And you know this British accent. That's not the tongue of our people. That's not the African tongue.
Wow, you didn't see this?
I'm going to strip you of that, doctor. Mr. Umar Johnson, you there talking with the most American accent?
I don't even
there.
Think that's his name.
Well, he should protect his
identity.
I don't
even think that's his name.
But, like, you're there talking with the most American accent ever, and you're talking about the man's British accent. And then someone had to come in the comments on him, like, yo, he's giving you a straight South Londoner colloquial like speech. He's not giving you that Queen's English either. So you sound mad uneducated right now.
Really?
And you sound you sound big mad for no reason.
Exactly. Wow. And I find with Dr. Umar, respectfully, there's always a conspiracy. There's always something. He can't just let things be. He's not one of those live and let live people. Like, I understand his mission for certain things, do not get me wrong, but it's just like everything, he comes with some kind of conspiracy. This is with the way it should be in Dr. Umar's eyes. Like, sir, what have you done lately? Like Janet Jackson would have asked.
Yeah, I'm...
You know,
I'm
come on.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, man. It's really a little bit
like,
too much now.
Because I have to say, like, you guys know, and for those who don't know, like, the OFC, like, we brought up a lot of these black speakers to Montreal. We brought Umar Johnson here, Dr. Claude Anderson, like, you know, Brother Kaba. We brought them all up. A lot of people from Hidden Colors, actually. And I used to communicate with Umar until, like, I find that his rhetoric, his message started suddenly preaching hate, right? Where it wasn't about just empowering the community. It was about, like, I'm going to empower the community, but I hate you guys. Like, I don't want you guys in here. I don't want these type of people. And I'm like, wow, that's like... And it's like, and now what you guys shedding some light on, it's really like, it's like he's just gone too far. He's missing the mark. Yeah. And with that, I don't know. Like, I can't really endorse that. Exactly.
Absolutely.
I can't endorse that. Exactly. I can't endorse that. And it's really disappointing. And it's just like, yo,
like, now you're attacking us.
So what are you doing? Like, yeah,
right,
so it's not about just building our community, like by any means necessary, like we're kinfolk. It's not like the man did anything against you. You're really just going against him.
So it's just for like, what reason? Like, that's again, you always have something to say. Like, why?
It's all that to say, shout out Daniel Kaluuya.
Yeah, I just found the thing. I wonder if I could get his you guys know.
It's a little long.
It's not
empowering.
It's not empowering.
I have 56 seconds here.
You have that's long to me. That's sorry. Long. It was
yeah,
so much,
I don't think anybody
like,
wants
so
to hear
nonsense.
It is such nonsense.
No, not Umar. Like,
Okay.
Oh, guys, all right, whoa,
please
no,
don't play that.
No, that's I just told you, right. We're canceling that. But
hey,
I have what's his name's
Daniel Kaluuya.
Thank you.
Yeah. All right, perfect. No, we can play a speech.
Yeah, we can play that, and then we'll go into the next set.
Hey.
Oh, you guys like that? Hey.
I wish I could hear.
Yeah, the muted part is in there. He's there smiling up a storm. I can narrate. Let me narrate what Daniel's doing. He's talking. It's muted. As Farrell tries to play the music.
We unfortunately have a bad connection.
No, we don't have a bad connection, ma'am. All you muted, man.
And send all of our congratulations.
Oh, so, okay,
because
I was
Daniel
watching it
on,
with no sound, so I thought he was speaking this whole time.
Oh.
Wow.
So that's really what happened. He had a great connection, actually. He was just...
He did me die. Am I on? Is this on? All right, cool.
There you go.
Wow.
Daniel Kalu.
Wow, no, he said it. Yo, they're doing me dirty.
Yes, because they did. They just muted him. It's not even like a bad connection. I guess that's what they have to say as a prompt because it's virtual.
Wow.
However, no, they muted him.
Oh, wow.
They mute him. Yeah, man.
Okay, guys, let's just bring it in.
Let's bring it in for the next one. Let's lift up.
Yeah, they ain't gonna like you. They ain't gonna like me. I've been getting to the money. Everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money. Everybody mad. Same old name on the block. Same old name with the pot. The same old name for the trap. Everybody hated on them. Then he bounced right back. I just spent a whole lot of time overseas. Doubling my money cause you know I won't cheese. I've been in my hometown playing with the keys. When it fell off the boat, yeah, I'm talking about Belize. I know it's a whole lot of that was hating. I know it's a whole lot of that was taking. So I shut the up, filling us. I always knew that I was sick, so I had to stay patient. Taking over summer, tell me what's the bid. Heard you still cuffing, tell me what it is. You ain't paying no bills, buying no bags, buying no heels. Goddamn, let a quarter mil, the whip, I don't want it, but to make this sick to the stomach. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. The same old name on the block, the same old name with the pot, the same old name from the trap, everybody hate. Second stingy, now she wanna give it up. Fast life, OT, I'ma live it up. Now my ex-girl tryna make me jealous, cause she got a new n-. She don't know that I don't give a f-. I got me a deal, but I'm still in the street. Heard a couple talking like the God be. They forgot sesame, teriyaki sauce with the rice on the side, sweaty f-. Sweet. I got all this money on my mom mind. Diamonds in my dial, I can't even see the time. All my please don't let me bang the line. And they super extra when them tough a line. All I know is Bloods, Crips, Power Rules. I'm a West Side, don't get it up. Sick, cause they thought I locked up. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. The same old name. The same old name for the trap. Everybody hated on them, then he bounced right back. I be getting to the money, everybody mad. I think I'm getting too much money, everybody mad. The same old name from the block, the same old name with the pot, the same old name for the trap. Everybody hated on them, then he bounced right back.
That was OT Genesis.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody mad.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's everybody mad.
That was, a genius selection.
That
right
was
there.
A genius selection.
Big shout out.
Hey, go DJ G.
You know, sometimes I be a little gangster, whatever.
Mm-hmm. As long as it's anyway, we won't say. We won't go back to past weeks. We love you.
Say something. No, say something. Though.
As long as it's not that 8 minute track, though. Like, come on.
Actually, no. I'm glad. I'm glad you're bringing it up because I feel like I have an apology for the Haitian community.
I didn't want to say it.
I feel after listening back to the show last week,
right?
My comments were very ignorant, and I feel like I definitely owe an apology to my Haitian brothers and sisters.
I love
out
my
there.
Haitian brothers and sisters.
Well, yeah. I appreciate the apology
okay.
accepted.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. I just I could acknowledge my wrongs. You know what I mean?
I almost told my mom on you.
Okay. Thank you. I'm glad you did.
Oh, auntie, mommy,
you didn't want the auntie G.
I don't want that smoke. Yeah, so that's it. I had to say that.
I still love all the Haitians. I just think that song is a little lengthy.
And you know what? Next week, ladies and gentlemen. Next week. Because you play it all to Toby.
I did.
Everybody
say something.
I have to say, but it's like four Toby tracks. And
exactly.
You don't want to play
equivalent.
One.
Okay. Equivalent to that one track.
Samesies, okay? Samesies. If you could play four Toby tracks, I could play one.
I just need to know, does the song go in different ranges of tempo? Like, what changes in the 8 minutes?
I want you to know nothing until you hear it.
You know, I like to use the washroom a lot, so I might take a few pee breaks.
Yo, folks, are you guys hearing all the disrespect?
No, I'm just saying.
I'm not disrespecting. I'm saying my honest truth.
Yeah, and I'm just giving Bobby Payne a heads up. We don't need a mix next week. We will run one track.
If you could see my face.
I'm with you, Gina.
If you could see
what's not expecting that one. We'll play one track. We'll play two tracks because it's our next one for 5 minutes.
No, you know what, though?
We'll put them together. And the track. 13 minutes.
No. The track I'm going to play, it's called I Don't Care by Sweet Mickey. It's going to be so proper.
And she's going to be staring at us
the whole 8 minutes.
I'm going to watch you in your face as I dance to it. I'm going to watch you in your yikes. Okay?
No problem.
All right. No problem, G. Peter, let's get ready, though.
I'm going to sing along to it, too.
Oh, God. For the whole 8 minutes?
Yeah.
Keep my mic on. Keep my mic on.
Oh, God. Exactly. Don't turn me off.
Don't turn me off. Okay, sorry. Yes. Ooh, you guys had me crying this morning. That was hilarious.
I don't like you guys. Anyway, this week's affirmation. Sometimes it isn't advice you need. It's discipline.
Mm.
Damn, Gina.
That was good. I like that. Preach.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. You know half the times what you're supposed to do.
Amen. Facts. Amen.
You facts. Don't need somebody to tell you what you're supposed to do.
Those are facts, right? Right there, you're talking. Those are facts.
Absolutely.
So I practice a fast yes instead of the slow no. Mm-hmm. So again, with this whole sugar thing, anytime someone's like, hey, you want a piece of cake? No.
It's a quick no. Okay, got you. Yes.
And then there's the me working out where I'm just like, yo, I don't feel like you're get up and work out. When I used to do hot yoga, I used to tell myself no all the way to the car. And it's like, I don't want to do this, but you're in the car now. You're I don't want to do this, but you're driving now. I don't want to, but you're parking and you have to go in now.
Right.
You're done.
Right.
Spent the gas.
Right. Yep.
So it's discipline. And discipline is not, look, it's not innate for me.
Mm-hmm.
I come from one of the most disciplined men that I've ever known in my whole entire life.
Okay.
My father.
Right.
My father's level of discipline is
next level.
Next level. Okay.
Like next level. And I wish that came in the DNA thorough, but you know, like I can, when I'm in it, I could do it. But he has this thing where he decides like literally, I seen him one time. I was like, Dad, what's up? Like you lost weight? He's like, yeah, I just decided to cut out sugar, lost 30 pounds.
Just like that.
Wow.
I didn't feel like doing that anymore.
And growing up, though, that was his thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like he woke up, he read, oh, okay, no sugar. We didn't have juice in the house. We had Puffs. That was our cereal.
Yes.
And we Puffs. Had to use powdered milk with
there's
water.
Yeah, no, there's Puffs. There's no flavor to it.
I know.
Puffs,
did you see my face? I said Puffs.
We called it Puffs because it came in a clear
white bag. Oh, I know.
So we don't know.
Yeah, we don't know what that take it did.
Like, even Sugar Crisps weren't good. He's just like, nah, Sugar Crisps has sugar in the box.
Right.
Yeah, I know.
Like,
no,
I don't,
Puffs. I don't have
well, your dad and my dad were brothers because I remember there was a time we had the Sugar Crisp without the sugar, right? It came in just a bag.
Wow.
That's what we called Puffs. I just called it Puffs because it was puffed cereal.
Yes,
that's all it was. So yeah, our fathers definitely. But they're martial artists, right?
Yeah, like, that's
so
true too.
That's the thing.
Okay,
They're martial artists, so they have that discipline. I went way off track. Sorry, guys.
But could it be a Virgo thing? I'm just wondering.
Your dad's Virgo too?
No, I'm a Virgo. I cut out things real easy.
The Virgo enhances.
You're a Virgo, P?
Yeah.
He sure is. Wow. And there's a lot of them in my family.
Sorry.
No, and she made a disgust face, too. Like,
so
it wasn't
sorry.
It was just a sound effect.
Excuse me. Like... My father and my mother are both Virgos. Wow. It's just, and they made a beautiful Pisces child. It's just Virgo men that are outside of my dad. Lord. I pray for you guys. Listen, I pray for all of you.
I'm just glad that I'm the Capricorn because Capricorns can actually handle Virgos. Mm.
That's
well.
Really
we get
great.
Along with Virgos.
I don't want any.
I have
of it.
Virgo cousins. I have a Virgo
Listen,
father.
My two loved ones, the one people that I love the most are both Virgos, my mom and my dad.
Mm-hmm.
My best friend is a Virgo male. He's watching.